This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Blues fans are waiting until next year again. The National Hockey League team failed to make the playoffs this spring. That frustrates a photographer in O'Fallon, Missouri, who might be the Blues' most devoted supporter. He's built a replica of the team's home rink, and his wife is okay with it. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt takes us to this basement hockey haven.
During the team's second-to-last game of the season, these friends are holding out hope for a playoff spot. They closely watch every hit, shot, and Blues goal. These guys might have the most unique spot in the region to watch such a vital game. They are in the basement of Dennis Minner's O'Fallon home, which he has converted into a mini Scott Trade Center, and no detail was too small.
The ceiling in here, that's the exact same gray color that they have in the ceiling of Scott Trade. Both shades of the blue and the yellow are also color-coded.
He means they got the exact color codes from Scott Trade Center. He opened the Minner Arena in 2016, but the idea was skating around his head a bit before that.
So when we first moved in here, I jokingly told my wife that it kind of looked like it had the layout of a hockey rink.
I don't think there was a whole lot of convincing. His argument has always been, you have the rest of the house. I just want the basement.
Meet Dennis's wife, Lindy Minner.
And then he's also the type that once he gets an idea, he just kind of starts doing it. So before I know it, like, there are already steps done. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this is happening.
So she willingly allowed her family's basement to be converted into an ultimate home for a St. Louis Blues fan with all the fixins, boards with sponsor logos, miniature nets, hockey sticks, blue lines, and a Blues logo right in the middle.
Are you a hockey fan now?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No, I enjoy it.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but it gives this happy couple something to talk about.
I have to keep up somewhat to be able to have conversations with him because a lot of them revolve around hockey.
The basement arena has taken on a life of its own. It has a Twitter account, been the site of podcasts, viewing parties, and has led to media appearances around the country for Minner, including a recent interview with a New York City radio station. Lindy and the couple's children don't take all the attention too seriously.
We both kind of have the same attitude when we're out and people will notice him. We are immediately, you know, eye-rolling and just walking off like, this is insane.
So with an understanding wife and a huge love of the Blues, you would think Dennis had a lifelong attachment to the sport. Well, that's not the case for a guy who grew up in Southeast Missouri.
If you would have said hockey, you know, down there when I was in high school, people would have said, what's that?
He was more of a basketball guy growing up. That changed at Southeast Missouri State in the late 80s and early 90s. He met some classmates from St. Louis who were huge Blues fans, and Minner started following hockey with them over some brews at local bars. He has become arguably one of the biggest Blues supporters on the planet, but even he can be disgruntled with a team that has not won hockey's top prize, the Stanley Cup, in its 51-year history.
This has probably been the most frustrated I've been, just because we started the season out not really expecting a whole lot, but we go on and, you know, for the first 2 months we're the, you know, hottest team in the NHL.
The Blues could not maintain their momentum, losing the final game of the regular season and not making the playoffs. But even with the frustration, Minner will be cheering for the team next season. He has season tickets and a really cool basement.
This is for away games, so or the games that, you know, there'll be three or four in a week where my wife says no. Pick one or two, and the rest of them you can stay here and watch it.
For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.